We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Stop Googling, just like, why are you Googling the lyrics? What lyrics are they? They're not even the lyrics for the song we chose.
I'm doing my own song.
Okay, go on.
It's your favourite queers back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! Cause boy, it's cool. If you got blue, we got the pink. Do you love the pink microphones?
Like, they're great. They're fun. They're, a
they're
bit fun.
Actually way more fun.
They're way more fun,
And
actually.
You know what? I was watching the teasers back, right, with the black muffs over the microphones.
Yeah.
And I was kind of going, oh, that's not us.
Too corporate.
It's too corporate.
Too corporate.
We're not corporate girls. We're not LinkedIn.
No, we're not LinkedIn. We're Bebo.
We're more Bebo.
We're more Bebo vibes.
And this is definitely
this is
Bebo.
Giving Bebo. This is giving flashbacks.
I would say it's almost MySpacey.
Okay, yeah.
Which I'm down
it.
For as well. It's Pinterest.
It's giving pop. It's giving pop.
And you know what I'm thinking?
What?
Will we swap them around again? What about the lime green? What about the lime green?
No, I like the pink.
Also, speaking of colours, right?
Yeah.
Let it be known that I was the first girl to do it because that's another thing that I've seen on the TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's doing the
colour theory.
Yeah, but it's all bullshit.
It's not. Some of the outfits are really lovely.
I know, but there's no, like you don't need to get a consultation done. You go into a shop, you try on a t-shirt and you go, does this colour suit me? Why do you have to go into a room and they throw loads of swashes over you?
Because it's camp.
Yeah, but you could literally, like, you just go into a shop and when you go clothes shopping, when you put on a jumper, if it's blue and your eyes pop, you go, oh Jesus, that blue makes my eye pop.
Do you know, I think it was Natasha. She said that when they were in, like, second year, a woman came into the school to go around and do everyone's colours just so the girls were dressing appropriately.
No, that's camp, but it's also
chaotic.
Like, yeah, a bit chaos.
Chaotic. Just let me dress how I want. You know what I mean?
Do you want to stick with the pink muffs or are you going to change them?
Do we change a mid-record? I feel like let's do two videos in a row at least.
Okay.
Just so people know what they look like.
It's just weird to me that you went and changed your jumper between records.
You put on a jumper as well.
But you
you're saying it to me
but
as
you
if
won't change. But you're saying we'll keep the muffs.
Because we started.
Okay.
And time is money. Time is ticking. Okay. And I've got places to be.
Are we pretending this is a different day? Or can we say it's the same day as last week?
Is there a point now? What's your problem with it?
I just think, why are we deceiving the girlies?
Well, who said anything about deception?
I like to keep it up front with my girls.
Who said anything about
deception?
We
recorded two episodes back to back. It's okay.
I know, but when people see that you're not on the ball as much, they'll go, oh, that's because they did two back to back. You know what I mean? I'm protecting you. I always have your best interest. Anyway, girlies, how we doing?
Do you know what I'm struggling?
Have you been since the last time we spoke last week? Since last time we recorded?
Do you know what I'm struggling with lately, right? So my whole life,
your sleep apnea.
No, what's sleep apnea?
When you kind of, you're hard to be stopping when you're sleeping.
Jesus Christ.
What?
So my whole life, I've always like struggled to grow facial hair, right? She is a baby's bottom for her face. But like, I don't know what's after happening now. Is this the 30s or what? I'm getting facial hair quicker.
Yeah.
So like I'm getting,
I
like,
grow it so quickly.
I know you do. But like, do you want to stop rubbing it in there for a second when I'm telling you about my childhood trauma?
But you're talking about having it now and it sounds like you're complaining.
No, it's growing in faster, right?
Yeah.
But just on my upper lip and my chin. But it just looks dirty. But now like, if I shaved it today,
yeah,
like this bum fluff will be back tomorrow. Whereas like I used to go a week without having to shave.
You used to pencil it in.
So girls, I think like you just will you just drop that?
But you did, like.
Once.
There's no shame in it.
I penciled it in once.
Babe. I had to go out and buy a pencil topper.
No,
to come
right.
back in and to pair that so pencil that you were shading in the upper lip.
This was back in the day when I wanted to have a mustache because, like, I was going out in East London a lot and I felt like I needed to have a mustache, you know.
Do you use a razor and clean shave?
Yeah, no, I use a fucking stone from the back garden.
No, or do you use like an electric thing and just take it down?
Oh,
or
no,
do you...
I use an actual razor and
clean shaving
shave.
Foam and everything.
I know it's growing back so quickly. And
how
it was just...
your skin looks good for someone who's clean shaving.
What do you mean?
I don't ever clean shave anymore because it just irritates my skin too much.
No, mine's fine.
Really?
Yeah, but like, I'm just like, it's just annoying.
Do you ever
now.
Cut yourself?
No, yeah, I do, yeah. I actually cut myself every time.
It's actually, it's so sore as well.
No, I love the feeling of a freshly clean shaven face. You know what I mean? It just feels so clean.
You know, when you're in that like awkward phase when you were like, you know, heading into puberty and you were like growing like kind of a mustache, but you were a kid, so it looks kind of funny. Oh, well, you don't. So I didn't. My hair was always quite dark. And I remember I like shaved for the first time and I came downstairs and I was like, oh my god. And then everyone was like, oh my god, you shaved your mustache. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, because you always had a beard, right?
No, I used to always clean shave.
No, but as in like you could grow a beard.
Yeah, I could always do it.
And when did that start for you?
I remember I shaved it because remember I shaved because Jerry Zuccarello, who is
Who's
one of
Jerry
the
Jerry Zuccarello.
Let me tell you, I'll tell you. I'm not just gonna throw the name out and not explain. Yeah. He was one of the teachers in Lane Theatre Arts.
Okay.
He was like one of the jazz teachers and he used to come over and teach a number for the end of year show. We got him over one
year.
That's
the stage name anyway.
He was doing Nicest Kids in Town. I remember being like, oh my God, Jerry Zuccarello is in. Right? And he had choreographed a number to You Can't Stop the Beat, right?
Oh, tune.
For the Lane third years, we'll say, and I remember watching online and being obsessed and being like, oh my god, I need to make a great first impression. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I was like, let me go and shave my mustache for this man.
Who didn't even ask?
Who didn't even ask? Who I was going to be in the number anyway. I was paying fees. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, let me go upstairs and change this mustache because it could hinder my chances or he might report back to Betty Lane.
Because if you're the nicest kids in town, you have to be clean shaven.
Clean shaven.
Brilliant. But basically what I'm saying is be careful what you wish for. Because I was wishing for all my teenage years to be able to grow facial hair. And now that I can, it's just time consuming. And I'm thinking of getting laser. No, I'm not.
Don't get laser on the face.
To be honest, I'd love to grow a mustache, right? But I think because I have no chin, like I'm kind of isosceles triangle from the side.
Are you looking for compliments?
No.
I'd say you'd have too much of a chin.
If I just had a mustache, would I be very top heavy? Would I be very pizza chef?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't like for you to get it because it's kind of just been my thing for a while.
I keep forgetting you're calling your beard a mustache.
Babe. I get it done as a mustache. That's the thing. My beard grows so quickly. But why is it like come to the forefront of your mind now? Are you planning your aesthetic for wedding day?
No, it's just like if I'm going to continue my drag career.
I was going to say. So if you don't know, PJ made his drag debut.
I did.
On Friday night.
Siobhan, your knickers.
No, souvenirs.
No.
With the teeth.
So right. I was doing the House of Wigs show. Shout out to my girlies.
Shout out to Shakira and the girls.
Right.
Who are the other girls? Do I know them?
Donna Fella and Naomi Diamond.
Oh, Donna Fella and Naomi, yeah.
Yeah. But basically, they asked me to host, right?
Now, they'll never get you in again.
Why?
You served cunt in a platter.
Oh, thanks. I thought you were going to say because I was shocked.
No.
Oh, no, babe. When I say...
I was so annoyed.
When I sent you the picky.
When you sent me the pick, because I wasn't... Obviously, look, it was drag. I was thinking I was going to get more comedy.
Do you know what?
You know, like some of the girls.
I thought I was going to look a bit higgledy-piggledy.
I was thinking, right, and don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
I was thinking it was going to be more kind of like a... You know, the Muppets.
Yeah, like I thought I was going to give more first time in drag, but I was giving professional. But obviously now, I kind of did nothing. Like, as in, like, I just was there.
Well, you did the number.
Yeah, oh no, obviously I performed the House Down Boots, but I mean, getting ready wise, like...
Yeah, you had
like,
a team.
Victoria's Secret gave me her pads and her costume. Veda boots.
Veda the boots back, Veda so we don't even need to think her again.
Like, any queries did my makeup. Like, it took a village. It took a village of drag queens to rear me. But it was so hard because, like, I was hosting the show, which that's what I was originally meant to be doing, and they were kind of like, wouldn't it be funny if you got into drag? And I was like, yeah. And then
what, it's a formula that they need to repeat.
I know,
get someone into host and then
do the drag.
I think people are always wanting to see like someone who hasn't been in drag do drag.
And it was nice because the audience like came on a journey with me, you know what I mean? So I was coming out on stage in different stages of drag, right?
And you really hadn't actually done it before, like you hadn't done a full rehearsal in drag, you know what I mean?
Yeah, literally. But like, so I was getting painted, it takes fucking ages.
Now, did you say Siobhan, your knickers?
Yeah.
I hate it.
So basically,
That was your downfall. Or that was like the only area where I'd give you a B.
So, right, I was like, wouldn't it be nice, because they're coming on the journey with me, I'm going to give them three options.
And your padding was like down around your...
It wasn't. Knees.
Yeah, you were like
it
a one...
It was up on my
No,
tits.
You were like a one with rickets.
No, I was all right.
I don't know if you can say that, can you?
Nah, you're scared.
Sorry if you have rickets.
Do people have rickets in 2024? Do they? We have to look that up, because I'm actually quite intrigued now. Surely, have they not cured rickets?
Rickets.
Just check if rickets is still a thing. Just type in rickets. Is this still a thing?
That's your name.
What?
Your name. Your drag name.
No, don't just type in rickets. Just type in, is rickets still a thing?
Is a condition that affects bone development in children. It causes bone pain, poor growth, and soft, weak bones. It probably is.
Okay.
Or osteomalacia in adults.
That should have been my name.
A lack of vitamin D and calcium. I suppose it does. Who is affected? Rickets was common in the past, but it mostly disappeared in the Western world.
Yeah,
oh, thank
I knew.
God.
I yeah. knew. I was but like, you were having a panic attack there. I was like, no one gets rickets anymore. They're going out with the floods.
What's going on with your leg?
No,
that?
But basically, right, I looked cunt, right? But I was like, they're coming on the journey with me. I'll give them three options.
Ramona Ricketts.
So I gave them...
Jean Ricketts.
First of all, before I even got to the venue, Kevin put up a lovely post wishing me good luck, but then said my drag name was Souvenirs.
Because I asked you what your name was, and you were like, oh, it's between three. And I'm like, well, you're on tonight, babe. You better start thinking.
Yeah, but I was...
So then I didn't want to be like, you know, good luck to BJ making his drag debut as... one of these three. So then I was like, let me just pick Souvenirs.
Why didn't you just say drag debut, period?
Because I wanted to get in the fact that, like, you know, your name is Sue.
But there's a gay night over here called Souvenirs. I couldn't do that.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm on stage and I gave them three options. First option was Blossom Hill.
No.
Second option.
You're not that, like, so what's your drag persona? Are you a bitch?
You see, I was trying to find...
Are you a fashion bitch?
I think I was a bitch, yeah.
But you're kind of, yeah, and you're kind of
like
dancing queen.
My team was like, I was an unlicensed dentist working out of Turkey, harvesting people's organs.
Yeah.
That was my concept.
I like it, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Very real.
Yeah, you know, it happens, you know. I read the Take a Break article.
Yeah.
But then, the second...
Shout out to the girl from Cork who had her kidney taken.
R.I.P. Oh, she didn't die, did she?
I don't know where she is.
But, oh, she's...
It could be an old wives tale.
Yeah.
But if your kidney's gone... And it was taken in Turkey.
Sorry to you. Sorry to your kidney.
Sorry to your other kidney working twice as hard.
Then the second name was, and I thought this should have been my name. I wanted to be called the cat's mother, right?
But the thing is, you're making out like you didn't have the power to come up with your own name.
But I wanted to, because we were going on this journey together, I wanted the audience to decide with me.
Yeah.
So then I would be called the cat's mother. And then every time I go on stage, we'd go, who is she? And then they go, the cat's mother. That's camp.
But it didn't happen. Because you didn't pick it.
So, like, a lot of people were loving it. But then, like, sometimes I just think they go for the cheap laughs. Then when I saw his third option, Siobhan, your knickers, and everyone was screaming.
I think after drinky, I'd love it.
After a few drinkies, you know.
Yeah, low-hanging
fruit. And I liked the way Siobhan was, like, Irish, you know what I mean? Anyway, it was... Like, when I finally... So, obviously, it took me, like, 2 hours to get into drag or whatever, but, like, we were trying to rip on everything. Like, tuck in the willy away, 4 pairs of tights, like, corset on. Yeah. Like, it's painful.
Dodgy padding.
You need to get over the padding.
No, I loved everything else.
And then...
But you know what? If you were to do it again, and I'd hope that you would like to do it again.
Oh, I'm never doing it again.
See, this is it, right? The amount of times I've asked PJ, I've said, like, for charity or something, would we ever do, like, a drag... No, okay. Right. I've been trying to get the boy into drag for so long, and I was like, oh, imagine if we did like a drag brunch with the girlies and we did drag like for the skin. PJ's been like, we're not drag queens. There's enough drag queens in the world. We're not drag queens. We're podcasters.
I just
and then the first time then someone else asks you, you're like, yeah, Siobhania Knickers.
No.
You said, but I'm going to work inside the house saying, down booze. Siobhania Knickers.
I'd be a shit drag queen, but this time I was tricked. Shakira tricked me into getting into drag, basically.
Okay, fairs.
But anyway, I was rushing into drag at the end, right? And everything was done, except I didn't put on the wig yet. So it was like 5 minutes before I had to be on stage to perform as Siobhania Knickers. And they're pinning the wig into my head. Next thing, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, who is this girl I see standing there in front of me reflection show who I am inside? I was literally...
What was the atmosphere like from the other girls? Were they like...
It was like I just walked out of all their wombs and they were all so proud of me. I felt like what a newborn child probably feels like if they could remember back then. You know what I mean? I just felt elated.
I'm very nervous to get into drag now because I'm like, you set the bar very high.
But also, I actually felt like I was after taking every drug under the sun.
Really?
Yeah, I felt too powerful, I think. I wasn't ready for the adrenaline hit that seeing myself in drag would entail.
Yeah.
Produce. You know? Anyway, went on.
And how was it? Like, you know the way people say that, like, you know, you slip into a persona in drag, like...
Yeah. Like, it was just a bit more cunty. Like people afterwards were like, can we get a picky? And I was like, no, bitch, I'm going to the bar.
Oh my God, but you know, they say that drag doesn't like hide who you are. It reveals like the real you. So maybe you're a bitch.
Oh, I am, yeah. And then when I got the hair on, it was a laugh. And then we obviously took pictures afterwards, but I had to get my drinky first, like, girls.
Oh.
Dancing on stage was thirsty work. Anyway, you might never see Siobhania Knickers again, but we might do a duo sometime.
Clicks for Siobhan.
Clicks for Siobhan.
Yeah, maybe in the summer.
Yeah. Now, it's so painful.
Is like, it? What, the walking around in the boots?
I
auditioned for Kinky Boots. I know how it is to walk in the heels.
Carl, I know. I was off when you were getting the chunky heels from New Look.
That would have been a great Patreon video.
Kevin was auditioning for Kinky Boots and he was strutting around New Look in a chunky boot.
It was so hard to get like a stiletto that offered some kind of ankle support.
Yeah, it was so funny. But I was delighted as well because like a couple of the girls from Throne Shapes came to see me.
Oh, nice.
And I just said it was so lovely. They were so cute. And like I was teaching then on Tuesday and they were just like, we were just having the gossip afterwards.
And how much money did you raise for charity?
What for charity?
Oh, it wasn't. Anyway. Just because my idea was for charity.
Oh, no, drag is charity. It's expensive. The girls need money for the makeup and the wigs.
It is, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's, you know, the expense of it.
Yeah. I have a newfound respect for drag queens.
Good. I was always very respectful of drag queens, so you're welcome, drag queens.
No, but on another level.
Yeah, mine was always on a very, very high level.
I don't know. Yeah. You've touched a few of them at some brunches. Yeah, unsolicited.
I don't think I've ever been to a drag brunch.
Exactly.
That one last year.
So how much do you respect them if you don't support them at the drag brunches?
There was that one last year.
What one?
One with...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we can't even go talk about that.
If I was a drag queen, like, in Dublin.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, what a bastard.
Let's not get carried away now. I wasn't, like, as in, like, I could, I'm a dancer.
No,
so
you
I
knew
dance
you,
and stuff.
You ate.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah, let's not lie, I did.
I was annoyed. I know I was annoyed. I was kind of thinking, oh, like, I was kind of wanting to laugh a small bit. You sent it on. I was like, that's not her. I was like, that's not her.
Do you know what the funniest thing in all of this is that Jose was like, I'm terrified of you. Jose
really?
Was so he was like, I think if I was there, I'd have to leave because you're so scary looking. Like, he just got really freaked out. He was like, you look so scary.
My only thing is like the pants. Also, I think like if you were to do it like full time, you should get like a couple of mils in the lips.
My lips were, actually, Annie Query said I have perfect lips for drag. And then he goes, are they not too small? She goes, no, they're perfect. And then we kissed.
Anyway, well done, Siobhania Knickers and all
Thank
the team from House
girls.
Of Wig. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you, House of Wig, for having me.
Well done. Should we move on to the
theme?
Yeah,
let's get into
the theme. Let's get into the theme.
The theme for this week is...
That sounds like you were doing it for the first time in your life.
Okay. we've never... Okay. The theme for this week is...
I have to go.
What do you mean you have to go?
I have to leave at half five.
What time is it now? You have an hour.
Yeah, but the rate you're going.
What do you want about?
Intro the thing.
I am. You keep interrupting me.
No, you keep having different trains of thought. Going on about you being a drag queen for ages.
You asked me. The theme for this week is having it all.
Alexa, play I Want It All from High School Musical 3 on Apple Music.
I Want It All by Ashley Tisdale.
Work.
I don't even know the song.
You don't. Know your culture, babe.
I don't think I've seen the
Turn
third
it
one.
You didn't see the third one.
Oh, this is Graduation,
one.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, tune. Ready?
Da, 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 da,
Ashley
da,
was actually da, da, da. Like...
Sounds like When You're Looking Like That.
Oh, a bit, actually.
Like a jazzy
Everything
version.
Everything we ever dreamed. Don't you want it? You need to learn your lines.
But I don't even know we were doing the song. I thought we were doing...
I take the lead. Well, of course, you gotta believe it. You and I.
I don't know
Come
it.
On. Sounds exciting.
I'm so annoyed.
Let's do it then.
I feel very exposed.
Agent and a publicist.
Like a drag queen who doesn't know the words in the lip sync.
Think bigger.
Oh, I thought we were doing I Want It All, Queen.
Business fun, though.
She hasn't even said I want it all
Wait,
yet.
Ready? No, no, no. Want it. You love this song.
No.
You do.
I love Sticks to the Status Quo in the first
Alexa,
one.
Stop. That's a bop and a half. That's one of my favourite songs, I think, ever.
No, the best song to ever come out of the High School Musical franchise is Status Quo.
Yeah.
No, no, no,
yeah.
no.
Yeah. Stick to the stuff you know.
You know what? And it's like, it's...
If you want to be cool, follow once
It's an
move.
Anthem for our life about, like, you know, breaking the status quo. And just because someone puts you in a box doesn't mean you have to stay in it,
what
girls.
What was the name of your one who jumps up on the table and she goes... I like to pop and lock and jam.
Look at me and what do you see? Intelligence beyond compare.
Oh, she's a nerd, yeah.
But inside I am stirring. Something strange is occurring. It's a secret I need to share. Open up, dig way down deep.
What is that?
Dancing is my passion.
I like to
pop and lock and dance and break. It's not even legal. It's just dancing. Sometimes I feel like it's more enjoyable than homework. No, 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 no. But also that cafeteria canteen scene went off.
No, but
I remember being so jealous that I wasn't in the High School Musical movie.
Me too. And then like every stage school did it for the dear show.
Yeah, every stage school.
I can't believe you haven't seen High School Musical 3. Babe, it's when Sharpay...
No, what age were we when High School Musical 3 came out?
I was probably too old to be watching, all right.
But no, it was, I mean, you're never too old to be.
But also, like, do you not remember her double locker? She had a locker and she had two of them and it opened and it was like all
light
up inside.
No, because I've never seen it, so how would I remember it?
She was serving so much. Also, like, she was so good for Troy. If you look at the High School Musical films, right, Gabrielle is a fucking stupid bitch. She's always getting odd. She's always running away. She's always being like, ugh. And Sharpay is like, I want to get you an agent. I'm going to get you on this job. I'm going to get you...
Is that where it went in season 3?
No, but that's what she's always been trying to do. She's been like, oh, she's like mad about you, like, come on, let's be stars together. I'm going to introduce you to all these people, and then Gabrielle is off singing
is that
in the
what
sand.
It's about? I thought they were just at school trying to.
No, so in the first one, obviously they do the that's the boring kind of one. Second one, they all get jobs for summer.
It's not the boring one.
The first one's boring.
Get your head in the game with the basketballs. It's boring.
Yeah, I think it gets like 2 and 3 are my favorite.
A choreographed dance
two
piece
is my favorite.
With basketballs. I remember it was like the number that everyone tried to do in the year show, right?
Yeah.
And you get all the lads with the basketballs. And I was like, we're not the boys for the gig.
No, no.
You know what I mean?
No.
Fan kick, yes. Bouncing the basketballs.
No.
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 Count me out. Miss me with the basketballs.
No, High School Musical 2 is my fave. And then...
2?
Yeah. Number 3 then is close second. I don't like 1 as much.
What?
Do you not like High School Musical 2?
No, it's surely 1.
No, High School Musical 2 when they're... trips to the spa, endless days in the shade, the whole world according to moi. Ding. Iced tea imported from London.
What's this?
When Sharpay is at the pool. I think.
Do you know when that? You know, you one playing Gabriella.
Yeah.
You know,
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. You know, there's a scene where she dives into the pool to save
and
someone.
It's not her.
Did you see the body double doing that at all?
Yeah.
And they got a fella jumping in, and it just. But literally, they have it on them for about like 3 seconds, so you can like easily see that it's not Vanessa Ann Hudgens.
But like, I just she wrecked that character, wrecked my head. Sharpay Evans was the one, and I think honest,
I think we're all a bit more Sharpay.
All the gays were Team Sharpay, like
yeah. And you didn't like to admit it, but we were. You know what I mean?
And she was a superstar, and she still is. Ashley Tisdale, actually, in general, I love her as well.
Yeah, Ashley Tisdale,
and I love her on TikTok. Like, remember in lockdown, sorry to bring up lockdown, but she was dancing to We're All In This Together, and then you go on to Vanessa Ann Hudgens' page and she's going, some people are going to die, this is this.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, we learned a dance routine to We're All In This Together for, was it an India show or was it Pando? Still know it.
Okay, go on. 5, 6, 7, 8.
We're all in this together. One sweet note that we
work.
We're all stars and we talk jump. We're all in this together. Like, how camp is it?
That's so
it was
camp.
Definitely Aladdin, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was definitely Aladdin. It was the panto.
The flailing arms were gorgeous.
It was the panto.
Yeah. Was it the routine that you teach the audience?
No, I think it was just in the finale, in the walk downs, you know, that everyone kind of does together.
Everyone's in white glitzy outfits.
All the shimmery, stunning. The shimmery stunning. Outfits. Anyway, gorgeous. Girls, what are we talking about?
Oh, yeah, so we're talking about
I
having
do a
it
high school musical ep. I feel like I need to do my research.
No, you do. We need to
Patreon
watch
it. Bits, maybe. We might do a watch along.
Yeah, we need to watch.
Yeah.
No, we need to.
How do those watch alongs work? Do you ever do one? Fiona J is only ever doing them.
We'll ask her how she does it. No, but basically.
People watch her watching telly. Gogglebox, is it?
Yeah, but we won't do a watch along. We'll do like a review. And we'll go through like different scenes. Like do you ever see Mike on TikTok?
Oh, that sounds like way too much effort. Can we just do the watch along? What does Fionnuala do?
I don't know.
She just watches the movie and then people watch it with her.
No, you talk about it afterwards. You don't.
Yeah, we'll do that.
You don't watch it with her. Then she'd have to be like a 2.5 hour fucking video or whatever. But High School Musical taught me loads because they did a thing on Disney Channel where they had a High School Musical showing, and during the film little fact boxes popped up, and that's where I first learned what a montage was, a series of clips spliced together. And I learned that because it was a montage happening.
Oh, I remember,
and it was
they
like,
used
this
to
is
do
a montage.
That yeah.
And I was
yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking leave this like fucking Steven Spielberg hair, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but did you?
Yeah,
by learning the word montage.
Have you seen my TikToks? TikToks are just like smaller montages.
You know what? To be fair.
You know, where's the line? But we're talking about having it all. But it kind of stems from a thing that I kind of went down a rabbit hole there a couple of weeks ago.
There's so many rabbit holes.
Okay. Isn't that lovely? Stay curious in life.
Are you just chronically online?
Yeah.
Come off it for a bit.
That too. But like, it was fun. Anyway, I fell down this rabbit hole about, it was called the Oscar Love Course, right? And it's this thing perpetuated by the media that, like, I think it's like, is it 41 or 4?
41 actresses,
like, so 41.
According to my notes here, thank you, Sive.
Thank you, Sive. Like, 41 actresses, like, when they win an Oscar, their long-term relationship.
Academy Award goes to Natalie Portman.
For example.
Is she one of them?
Checks notes.
Well, she didn't list the 41, but maybe.
But there was a few, like
Black Swan, probably.
Sandra Bullock, right? So Oscar Award goes to Sandra Bullock, and basically this curse, apparently, the Oscar Love Curse, is that actresses that win an Oscar, their long-term relationship breaks down. And it's always like, coming up to the Oscars, always like, Oscar Love Curse strikes again. And it's like, plastered all over. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And it's always targeting the females, right?
Yeah.
And it's always like headlines like, oh, like, give me an example of someone. It happened to Jane Fonda. So it's like, Jane Fonda.
And Liza.
And Liza Minnelli.
And Kathy Bates.
And Kathy Bates. I'm just going to name them all.
What did Kathy Bates win an Academy Award for? Best supporting or best actress? Kathy Bates. Go on anyway.
But basically, it would be like Jane Fonda falls victim to Oscar Love Curse and gets a divorce from her long-term husband. Like, and then it's all like with this undertone of like, she chose her career over love, or like she like had to compromise to like get to where she is, and or she's a powerful woman and like she's cutthroat, and always paints these women as like career-driven like maniacs, right?
Or is it the idea that the man couldn't cope with...
Also that too, they're like...
With this really powerful woman.
Yeah, the man got intimidated because she was achieving too much. But it's kind of this kind of fear-mongering thing being like, girls, don't be too successful or you will lose your man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's hilarious that like the tabloids and the media focus on that, because when you actually look into it, it's so fucked because more men get divorced after winning an Oscar than women.
Yeah, you were saying this to me. So it's all just completely false.
Yeah, so it's like, even though like more men, when they win an Oscar, their relationships break down, the media never focus on that. They focus on the women.
So what's the episode about?
Oh, having it all. But I'm going to get there. Would you leave me take him on a journey? Can I continue?
Yeah. Sorry, but... So, but we basically said, oh, there's this Oscar love curse, but it's all a hoax.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, because it's framing these women like that they try to have it all and they're failing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So the media is framing these women like, oh, they try to have it all. They try to have the career, try to have the husband, but they can't
have it all.
They can't have it all. So something's got to give.
Too many spinning plates, girls. One of them's going to drop.
Yeah. And then it just got us talking about like, because the women are getting under this spotlight all the time. They never really talk about like men having it all. It's always a woman thing. Yeah. Like, oh, she has it all. Like, even though she's like an amazing wife and mother and a homemaker, she still has time for a career. She has all. Whereas like... they're just like normal human things that everyone does. And when a man does it, no one's ever like, that man has it all.
Yeah.
It's like, because he had it all since he fucking walked out of the womb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it got us talking about like gender roles and thinking about gender roles in general.
Also, I don't know when this episode is coming out, but I suppose it's particularly relevant because of the referendum. Will it already have been?
We would have voted on the referendum already.
By the time this comes out. Right.
But it's still relevant because like we're looking at the wording around women in the home and wording around family, you know?
I suppose that's maybe where it comes from as well, because people would have seen like long ago that the mother would have been the caregiver to the kids and stayed home, and she wouldn't have been having a career. You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? So then it's like it perpetuates this thing, like if she does start doing it, it's like, oh, she's trying to do something outside of her like allotted role.
Is she not happy just being a mother?
Do you know what I mean?
Does she not feel fulfilled just being a mother?
Whereas I think like now, like the roles within the home and stuff is changing like drastically. Like there's way more like stay at home dads, for example.
Yeah.
Which
is hot.
Is really sexy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I don't know.
If
like
stay at home moms as well, hot.
Obviously it's hot. Yeah. Oh, well, we've done a whole ode to MILFs there a few episodes back. But like there's something about like a man could be a two at best.
Yeah.
But if he has a child strapped to his chest in the park, he is a 10.
Or just like if a dad is like good with kids, like not even their own, but you know, like a dad who comes in and is like, just kind of owns the situation and is kind of like, you know, sorting out the kids.
Yeah.
That's hot.
That's so hot. Like, and it's just also like, for me, I'm like, because obviously we're gay, right? And like, this gender roles things is a very traditional thing between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
It's like, in a gay household, it's like, sometimes I like to fill the more homemaker like gender role. Like I like getting the dinner ready.
I like
fulfilling that role. I don't know. I think like, to be honest, if I was in the 1950s, I'd want to be given housewife vibes, I think.
You know that movie with Florence Pugh and Harry Styles?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Don't Worry, Darling.
I wanted to be one of the women in that.
Yeah, but spoiler alert, didn't that end up being like a
Okay,
do you ever watch it?
Yeah, I loved it. I kind of loved it.
Really?
I didn't really know what was going on, but like I kind of loved it.
Oh, I didn't watch the film, but I watched an 18-part TikTok dissecting the film. So I kind of know what it's about.
You didn't watch it?
No, but I saw the TikToks.
Now, Harry Styles' tap dance is erratic.
Really?
And I wasn't even a great tapper, but I was looking at it and I was going, girl, you're not better working those shuffles and stuff and those knees. You know what I mean? And the arm lines, the coordinated arm lines were off as well. But look, here we go. That's what you get when you're making movie stars out of singers.
Do you know what I mean? Is he a good actor? I never actually seen him act in anything.
I don't mind him. A lot of other... Yeah. Like, there was nothing groundbreaking about his role.
Yeah.
Great hair.
Great head of hair.
Great head of hair, yeah.
Not anymore. Do you shave it all off?
I don't know. I'm not really au fait with...
Really, he's my top artist on Spotify.
Yeah, you love...
I just love... He's the perfect music to cook to.
You always say that, but then you're always cooking to the same music.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but never the same recipe. And that's an inspirational quote that you can take away from this podcast. You may always be cooking to the same music, but make sure you change up the recipe, girlies.
But I know what you mean. Like, sometimes I like to lean into those roles as well.
It's just nice,
I think because my love language is like acts of service, and because I know how much like a nice homemade meal means to me, or you know, how much I love a clean gaff.
Yeah,
like I've no bother like doing those things as well for someone else.
Also, so like for ages, like it was viewed as less than, right? Like, yeah, like people would be like, being a homemaker is like less than or whatever. But that's, I think that's very much under the lens of like, and it's getting a bit like tinfoil hat, but like, it's capitalism, because it's like it's being like the idea of like having it all was basically being like working a job like, yeah, like really well, being able to like have a husband and all this stuff and juggle like essentially what it would be to like be like a cog in the capitalist machine.
I think it all comes back to capitalism.
But you know what? Whereas like I think now is like my idea of like being like, I'd love to just be like, stay at home. Obviously you have to be comfortable with money and stuff and you need to figure out a way to get money. But like my idea of like staying at home, baking a few bits of bread.
I keep saying like, I'm going to get into baking. I haven't done it yet.
But you know what I mean?
The amount of fucking saved reels I have on my Instagram, and I'm talking since 2018.
The amount
of cakes that have never been baked. I don't even have the tins.
You're going to have to get a mixer.
I think I need, you know what I need? And it's not going to happen, which is awful, you know. So it's kind of a sad story, yeah, really. I'm sorry I got into it. I need a house.
Okay.
If I had my own gaff with an aga, yeah, I don't even need the aga, but I would like, you know, the oven door that comes down and retracts in.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
But doesn't a bad artist always blame his tools or something?
But that's the thing.
Is that the thing?
But Dolly, I'm not blaming any tools because I haven't even gone about using them. There's nothing wrong. There might be nothing wrong with this oven either. I just think if I had my own space, my own setup, my own island, my own utensils.
But babe, they used
that were state of the art.
You don't wait. Just do it now.
But no, but
they used to bake on fires in the back in the day. And they used to cover it in hay. I'm making all this up, by the way. But I presume they did. In the bogs.
Yeah, are you listening to anything I'm saying?
But like, I'm just saying you don't need all the faff to bake a loaf of bread.
I'm not saying I need it. I'm saying I'd like it.
Okay.
I'm saying I'd like, and it's not even just a loaf of bread. I'd like to do brownies and bits.
Why don't we bake a loaf of bread
also
tomorrow?
Look in that fridge.
I don't want to. It smells.
No, just look at it. Don't look at it in again. Okay. You looked in it last week. Wink, wink. If I wanted to bake a load of brownies, I'd have to eat them all tonight.
I know what you mean. There's no room.
I have half a fridge. Tell them about the size of my fridge.
It's half a fridge.
Huh?
It's half a fridge.
It's a half a fridge.
For three people living
in the house. Having it all for me is actually, I'm not asking for much. I'd like the aga and I'd like a full fridge.
Yeah, so what, like, obviously, the traditional definition of having it all was, what was it like? Look,
well,
check
so the phrase originated in the 80s. I don't need no notes. I don't need any notes.
She learned it all.
It first came about when a woman named Helen Gurley Brown wrote a book of the same name. But actually, the original book made no reference to careers. It was about money, sex, diet, exercise, and appearance.
Stop for a second.
Let's break it down.
Is this author's name Heather Gurley Brown?
Helen Gurley Brown.
Gurley.
Girly.
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 Love.
One of the girlies.
One of the girlies.
Culturally, it was used in the media about women who were working mothers. Can women really have it all? Became shorthand for, can women have high-flying careers and find love and raise a family? Also, is that not what everyone does?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, it's
we just don't do it. We mightn't do it perfectly. And sometimes we might put more emphasis or there might be more importance on different aspects of our lives.
Exactly. Like obviously, when we first moved to London,
yeah,
we were like focusing on the career aspect of our lives. Yeah. But the rest of it was definitely on the floor.
Oh,
you know what
suffering.
I mean? Do you know? Like, yeah. So we are.
Era new law.
Because where the saying comes from, it's kind of sexist, like, or like misogynistic.
It was, because it was to do with women. Like, no one was writing a book to men saying, you can have it all.
You can have it all, because they already had it.
And also, the thing is, you don't even need to tell a man that, because they'll believe it already. They'll be like, yeah, I can have it all.
We can drop that saying in general. Or like, just flex having it all to the person. People's definition of having it all should change depending on who they are. It basically comes down to like what makes you happy. Like, what makes you feel fulfilled in your life, you know what I mean? Like, some people mightn't want to have a partner. Some people might want to have a career. It's also, it's just giving capitalism. I know I keep saying capitalism.
But you keep, babe, we can't just say something and then you go, oh, it's giving capitalism.
It is giving capitalism. Oop. It is giving capitalism. It is, though. They just want us to be, I'm getting a bit tinfoil hat all this episode. It's giving cog in the machine.
It's weird because I suppose in the last few years, especially with the migration towards every aspect of your life being online, right?
Yeah.
It's very, very, very easy to compare or see what other people are achieving in their lives.
Yeah, actually, you're so right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for ourselves, you feel like if you're not hitting the same marks as your peers or even, you know, celebrities or just people with some kind of following, you compare yourself and you're kind of thinking, oh, well, I'm not doing as well in my life, even though you might be happy enough with what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, because your comparison's a thief of joy.
I know, but we say that every episode, do we? Yeah, I'm getting that tattooed on my back.
But it's true, girls.
Is that my tattoo?
No, but you do need to get the tattoo. Because I think we kind of let you get away with the whole, oh, yeah, we might get the tattoo for being bestsellers. Blah,
I'm
blah,
doing
blah.
The tattoo in the summer.
Me and you, though, we have to do it together.
That's the bit I don't like.
But that was the whole thing. If bestsellers in the book, we get matching tattoos. Not matching, but like tattoos at the same time.
I kind of want to be
a quote on your ribs
or something. My first tattoo to be for myself.
But it's about being a bestseller. And we did that together.
Yeah.
You're not even credited on some of the sites. So I think it'd be weird if you got it without me.
So is it at all an ego thing? Not the tattoo, sorry, back to
having it all. Okay, well,
having it all.
You're getting good at deflecting this question, but we are coming back to the...
I don't mind doing the tattoo.
I might get a tattoo artist
tattoo
at my
tomorrow.
Wedding, and we're going to get
do
it done at my tomorrow. Wedding day.
Don't get a tattoo artist at your wedding.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's very TikTok. Did you see it on TikTok?
No.
Yeah, you did.
I came up with it myself.
I flinch. The amount of people I've seen who have had tattoo artists at their wedding.
Name three.
No, it was all on TikTok. I don't know the names. And I've
Why
quickly,
are you on writing TikTok?
I've quickly, because I'm trying to come up with ideas for yours, because I'm afraid it's going to be a shambles. And someone has to be worrying about the wedding. That's looming.
You actually are a slave to gender roles, just circling back. Because with this whole wedding thing, you keep going to me, who's the bride? And I go, Kevin, we're not brides.
No, the only thing I need to know about the wedding is, first of all, you're saying I'm part of the wedding party or I'm the best man.
You're the best man.
And do I have to wear a particular suit?
No.
And then you were saying, oh, I might have all the lads in skirts and their ears painted silver.
I didn't say skirts. I said that might do something that ties you together. And
you
I
said like a skirt or a silver ear.
I didn't say skirt. But I said I liked in the Schiaparelli show when they had the model, all the models had silver ears. And I think that's kind of camp.
So the reason I was asking questions.
Yeah.
Or,
'cause what?
Well, look, yeah, maybe I'm wrong for actually being concerned.
Concerned
it's
what?
Yours. That'll just fall flat on its face.
What
will? Your mum will struggle to walk in the garden that's all lumpy and rocky.
She'll be grand. We're actually getting her a hover, but she's flying in on a drone.
The only reason I want to know about that was because I need to know if I'm getting a suit or if you're getting me a skirt or whatever.
I said you can wear whatever you want.
You didn't say that.
I did.
Because you're on about colour schemes now and everything.
Yeah, you can wear whatever you want within the colour scheme.
Which I haven't been sent.
Oh, I'll show it to you after. We have to keep some things on hush hush. How else am I going to sell it to VIP magazine?
I think you should.
How much money do you think they give me?
How much money can we
Anyone
make for PJ
from VIP
for
magazine listening?
VIP magazine.
Or any. Or like,
what's the other
should
one?
Should I say Vogue?
Glastonbury.
Vogue. Like, why are we going?
Pop Vogue Ireland. Is there such a thing?
No, Vogue General.
You're not getting on Vogue.
What a best man, huh?
Not with the silver skirts.
It's a silver ear.
So that was the only thing I wanted to know, because I know you're having like a mixed wedding party.
Yeah.
That I just wanted to know what was like kind of unifying us, or like what we were doing. Basically, I need to know whether you're getting my rig out or whether I can just go away and get it myself. That's all I wanted to know on that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's too much to ask, especially when you turned around and said, oh, the wedding's in 2 weeks.
It's
a few months, but it might as well be.
You can wear whatever you want within the colour house.
Yeah, just sort of send me it.
I did.
You didn't.
Look, it's just. No,
I don't give a fuck about gender roles, unless you know we're doing them, we're dismantling them.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like I've already gone against the grain by going away and deciding I want to do performing arts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a bit different than.
But it's not, because it's like,
I suppose, well, yeah, because you're a man and you went.
It's a man.
To,
I was
yeah,
going. Well, yeah. I want to go dance girl is.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know what I used to love? Growing up, do you know when you had like the dad would just be mad in the kitchen? Do you ever find the dads who'd be like turn on their heads and they'd be like they'd be mad in the kitchen? And that, they were always the more sound ones. I always felt more comfortable around.
Always
them.
More comfortable around
you know
them.
What
you're
I mean?
So right.
Which is weird. Like I shouldn't have felt like
no, but it's nice they kind of gave off that vibe.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you said your dad cooked a bit, didn't he?
Yeah, my mom definitely cooked more, but like my dad done a bit of cooking.
My dad would only have done. We used to always have a fry on a Saturday night. Oh my god, the fries on a Saturday night.
On a Saturday night,
we just you know you
Brinner.
Just. Being, You just, huh?
Brinner.
Well, it was just like, I used to just see it as normal. I never was
Brinner
like, why are we having breakfast on a Saturday? Well, we used to never have a fry for breakfast.
No, doll, you didn't have breakfast. You had Brinner.
No, but it wasn't even like that was our dinner. Like, you know what I mean? We had.
Do you not know what brunner means?
Breakfast dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but we never recognized it as such because I never saw, because my normal was having a fry on a Saturday night. I used to think like a fry was a thing for Saturday night.
Oh.
I never saw a fry up as being a breakfast affair.
So when did you get this stunning realization that like a fry is a breakfast meal?
But even still, I'm like, but who decided that? Like, in fact, I miss a Saturday night fry up. And then, oh my God, and you'd be gasping. You'd be drinking tea for the rest of the night then, because you'd be gasping after the salt from the fry. And
I'm
the sausages.
I can't believe you were gaslit into thinking a fry is a dinner.
It wasn't. My dad used to just do a fry on a Saturday night.
Why
was
he doing it?
The sausages, the rashers, black and white pudding. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We'd also have, like, you know, the fresh skull.
Oh, yeah.
Skull bread with a load of butter.
Yeah.
Beans sometimes, okay. And eggs.
Okay, yeah, I was waiting for some potatoes.
Oh, sometimes we do the fried potatoes. Yeah. If there's a bit of potatoes left over from the night before, and we'd fry them off.
Oh,
ketchup.
I'm actually craving a fry.
It was lovely on a Saturday.
I'm not a huge fry person, but bubble really? And squeak. Give me bubble and squeak.
No, I love like a hotel buffet breakfast.
Yeah, but even then, I just go hash browns, beans, eggs.
No but sausages.
No, but I have like, I want to say 10 hash browns. Like, they're so delicious.
Do you love hash browns?
Oh, babe.
Remember the one over in that hotel you stayed in? Remember when you were here before Christmas?
Yeah, the gantry.
Did you have the breakfast there?
Yeah, it was £1 million.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
It wasn't great.
I know, but because it's kind of near me, some mornings I wake up and I go, well, I go for the buffet breakfast
yeah,
in the hotel.
Treat yourself like.
Do you know what I mean?
I do love a buffet breakfast, but there's like, you need to be tactical. Like if I was going, I'd always go continental first. I get my Cocoa Pops in, which is hilarious.
Yeah, I
know. Because when I'm at home, I'm not going to go.
I know.
I'm not going to go, oh, I'm going to have some Cocoa Pops and then I'm going to have a fry.
But you know what? You know, back to having it all. I remember because I used to never stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
And I remember when we first started doing things with the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And if we were doing an event or if we had to host something or if a brand was like, oh, and we'll put you up here. Yeah. I remember being like, I have it all. I'm staying in a hotel and I'm not paying for it. And it's a lovely hotel and I have the room to myself.
Yeah.
And I'm not sleeping on the floor of someone's room. And I have the bathroom and I can wear the dressing gown and put on the slippers. Now that's having... My version of having it all is actually... it's the sweet life of Zach and Cody. I'd be living in a hotel.
Really?
I think I'd love to live in a hotel, but I'd get to come down every morning for... Imagine if you were that wealthy that you could just live in a hotel.
I don't like living in a hotel.
You don't like living in a hotel in the context of it being like a once off and having to fly over and staying for a day and going back. If it was your life, and also think more open plan to the hotels you were living in.
So an apartment?
No. It's still very
like
much a hotel.
Like Zach and Cody vibes. Yeah, I get you.
More Zach and Cody vibes.
With a lesbian mother.
With the lesbian man.
Okay.
Zach and Cody vibes.
So that's your version of having it all.
I think, yeah.
I think mine
But
is...
also including that is I get to eat in the hotel restaurant for the brekkie. Lunch and dinner.
Have you ever done
all-inclusive? I never have. That's having it all.
Yeah. Do you know, I read somewhere the other week that... it's an American person worked out that it would be cheaper for them to move to Mexico and stay in an all-inclusive resort than to pay monthly rent in the United States at the moment.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh my God. Wait, New York?
Yeah, New York. Yeah. But But like, he could move from New York to Mexico, stay in an all-inclusive resort where all of his food and drink would be paid for.
Oh my goodness.
People would do his washing and clean his room every day, and he would be paying less money than he pays in New York.
And he'd be having it all.
And he'd be having it all. I think my version.
What's your having it all?
Mine is, I think, a little like cottage type house with a bit of a modern twist, by the seaside.
Yeah, but I don't think that's up.
And then there's we have a vegetable farm and some chickens. And it's just like we make our own food.
Have you just decided that today?
No, I always wanted that.
Because you've never shared that with me.
No, I'd love to. I think eventually I'm going to go off grid.
Oh, I'd love that.
And then
just for my own.
But then the girls will be like, "Oh my god, where's PJ?
And his tiny hair?"
And then I pop up with my own cottage homeware brand.
Actually.
And then I'll have it all.
But I could see it for you.
Rachel Allen, watch your fucking back, girl. Because I'm laying the tracks.
Yeah, it's very Carolyn Donnelly.
Dorina. No, you want to get those book deals in when you can, Dorina girl? Because I'm coming for you.
What did you say you're going to come out with?
Kind of like a...
homeware?
No, kind of like a queer, cunty version of Ballymaloe.
Foods.
Food and lifestyle. Joggers.
All the girls are doing fleeces. Should we do fleeces?
No.
No, I don't.
No, tomato.
What does that mean?
Like, no boo, like.
tomato's the name of the app.
Yeah, brilliant.
Are you always saying that?
But yeah, it's a thing, like, you go tomato.
But is that just, you've been chronically online?
Yeah.
But what does that mean?
For now. Until I get my little college.
But you could have that if you wanted, but you just don't want it right now.
No,
what's your version of having it all right now?
Having iced cold cans of fizzy drink in my fridge is my version of having it all right now. Because like, no matter how bad your day goes, right? If you're struggling and you go into your fridge, it has to be in a can. Fuck bottles. Also, they're charging 25 cents on all the bottles these days, and it's.
I don't know what's going on in Ireland. I went home the last time. It's like War of the Robots.
Every time I talk to my mum, we talk about it. I can't talk about it anymore.
No, but you know what? I don't understand it even.
No,
I'm trying
one
to wrap
does.
My head around it, and
no
it's like
does.
It seems like a bit of a flawed model.
Also,
I'm all for recycling, girls, but
also we were recyclers always. My mum was always
always.
Always recycling. Why are we being punished?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Do you know what I mean?
Apparently, the model they're using, like, isn't the same as more successful models that they're using, like, elsewhere, like in America. And
it's
stuff.
Shocking. We need to change it.
Also, I heard that you have to, like, so, like, if, is this right? Okay, don't come for me if I'm wrong, but this is my mum's version of events. But if I bought, like, a bottle of water, a plastic bottle from Aldi, I'd have to return it to that Aldi recycling plant to
that's
scan
what
the barcode.
My mum's saying, or something like that.
I haven't looked into it. Have you recycled anything yet?
Well, no. Because they only came in.
I know, but then they're upping the prices and all the bits.
Yeah, but I do the cans, but I do recycle the cans as well.
But it's different for me here. I just put them into the
bin.
No, don't the recycling.
I'm sorry, yeah.
No, but I did see the lads coming around the last time and putting all the bins in the one machine.
But anyway, no matter how bad your day is going, once you reach in and the can is ice cold and you open it and you hear the your worries bubble away.
Dissipate.
Yeah.
You know what my version of having it all is?
What?
Having this microphone in my hand and getting to
talk shit with
share
me.
These moments with you.
Give me your hand.
We're having it. I feel like
we have it all.
Sometimes I feel like not having it all. Like there's other things.
No,
I
but
want,
as in like as
stuff,
in we're
you know
so
I mean?
Lucky. We're so lucky.
I feel like, but I feel like this is a version of having it all.
Mm.
Also, just come offline, girls. You can have it all as well. Just come offline.
Why?
Sorry, I always say that because sometimes I just because I go into that space sometimes and I go, oh my god.
Oh, comparing.
I wish I was doing that. And then
we're
going
to do a whole episode on jealousy
and then
comparing.
If I'm offline, I don't care.
I know what you mean. Stay ignorant in Delulu. But we're going to do a whole episode on jealousy and comparing, so don't worry.
Girlies, you can have it all too.
No,
I can't remember.
No.
Oh, look, this is your theme.
It's not.
It is.
We're expiring the saying, have it all.
So what? You have some of it.
Just live your life like. Just live your life.
Hey.
So steady chasing that paper. Just live
your
life.
What is this? I used to just go...
Is it not stay steady chasing that paper?
Oh my god.
Just live your life. And also move to a cottage in the countryside.
Speaking of cottage by the sea, have you seen Robert's Cove in Cork?
No.
Let me show it to you. I'd love a little gaff down Roberts Cove.
Yeah.
Look at this.
You see,
that's
that,
it.
Imagine that now with an
that's
allotment.
It, but that's it. That's
imagine that
all
with an, it. Yeah, that's gorgeous.
See,
that
little, that's the cove. The pub's there. The house around there. The holiday home's
that's
there.
That's what I want. Ends.
That's the pub there.
You
and
see?
The water. There's a little cave.
And I'll make my own veg.
Would we go off for a game?
No, and I'll have chickens and I'll name one of them after you and everything.
No.
Do you want Kevin the chicken?
I know, spray paint the rear silver. The wedding. Anyway, girlies.
Love you.
Love you to bits. You can have it all too or not.
No.
Or no. Sorry, you keep saying that.
We're saying you don't need to have it all. Stop.
But you can.
Yeah, but you can. But that was what they were telling everyone.
But
in
if
the
men
night.
Can have it all, why can't the girlies
yeah,
have it all?
What we're saying is, like, stop perpetuating this idea of having it all.
There's
like,
no having it all.
There's no having it all.
So,
just live
you're
your
never
going
to be satisfied.
You are. Just live your life.
Just live your... Sorry. Yeah. Now I get it. Yeah. It's only clicked in the last minute.
Just live your life.
App.
You don't
just
have to
live
tick,
your life.
You don't have to tick the boxes of like partner, career,
yes.
whatever. Because it's different for everyone else.
Because it's different for everyone
find
else.
Find what makes you happy,
happy
and just do that.
Do that.
You're so annoying.
Anyway, girlies. We love you to bits.
Love you to bits.
Take care, girlies.
Bye, bye.
Don't have it all.
Bye, bye, bye.
I don't know.
You still don't get it.
I don't get it.
Okay. Listen back. Go on, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
I don't get it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.